Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start out unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Amp line? Going once? Going twice? You're gone. All right, well, we continue with the regular phone calls then with Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, we're the world's greatest debtor nation. I think our economic system is rotten.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yep, it's true.
And that means, and if we're the world's greatest debtor nation, that means we're all kind of like slaves, ain't we?
Well, if you agree with the biblical statement that the borrower is the slave to the lender, yeah.
Yeah, so something's wrong. Somebody ain't getting paid enough. I know that because everybody got to borrow money just to live.
Oh, I think that you can appeal to human greed. You know, if a person goes into Hawk to get a plasma TV or a brand new Escalade.
Just the basics. If you wanted to go buy a house, you know, you couldn't buy a $40,000 house and work a couple of years and pay it off, work real hard. You got to buy a house now. You can't even touch a house for, what, $250,000, $150,000? You got to work like 25 years.
I don't know. I hear they're pretty cheap in Detroit.
I've seen houses in Memphis, too.
The bubble's busting up because they've been messing around with all the prices and everything. Well, so I guess death to the dollar. And let's get it on with something that's worth something. Or
yeah, like silver and gold or something else actually based on something. Something real, something tangible, not just the printing press.
Here we are arguing about $6 an hour and stuff. You know, nobody could live on one job like that. You got to have four jobs. Then you can't have time with your family. You don't have time to sleep. And then they get mad because they're on meth.
Sure, and most people don't live on minimum wage. As a matter of fact, minimum wage is the numbers are that about 3% of the population is a head of household on minimum wage.
Yeah, usually it's high school kids and other unskilled workers that get the minimum wage, if at all. Most starting entry level jobs pay more than the minimum wage, as we were talking about before.
But still, it's just funny, you know. Here we are, the world's greatest debtor nation, and everybody's freaking out about minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if everybody's freaking out about it. We just had an extended conversation with someone who's very passionate about the idea. But, David, thank you for the call, as always. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think one of the reasons why we have such a problem with debt in this country, or why so many Americans have a problem with debt, is that, well, they're not taught financial intelligence when they're growing up. Unless your parents inculcate you with the correct financial value system, you're not going to get it from the government schools. All they taught me how to do was write a check in the government school.
Yeah, that was pretty much, I can't remember what it was called, but life skills. That was life skills for me.
Yeah.
Economic life skills was writing a check.
They never taught me how to write a check.
Really?
Nope.
They teach you anything?
About economics?
Money? Yeah, money.
No.
Yeah, you know, so kids graduate from high school, and the first thing that happens is they get a credit card offer in the mail. They haven't really been taught what a credit card is or how it works or what the interest is about or how it compounds or anything like that. And many of them, believe it or not, I know this may sound crazy, but many of them think that that a credit card is free money. They believe that if they just swipe this little card through the machine, then they can buy things and they won't actually have to pay for them. That's the magic of the credit card system. People actually believe these things when they're, you know, fresh out of government high school. And then, of course, they find out the hard way that, well, that's not so much the case. You actually have to pay back what you borrowed. And if you don't pay it all back on time, you're going to have to pay through the nose in interest rate. So I think another factor is that because we have this inflationary economy where the government keeps printing out money, inflating the money supply, that creates a natural disincentive to save. If the money were actually valuable, if it were backed by silver or gold or platinum or whatever.
Right. If it were increasing in value, and by holding on to it, you could actually increase the value of your holdings, then people would hold on to it more.
Precisely, but because it decreases in value, there is no real reason to put it into a bank account and save it. I mean, beyond the fact that it's still a generally a good idea, but if you put it in there for too long, it won't buy you a hill of beans over
time.
Well,
the bank accounts usually will give you enough interest that you can that you can compensate for
inflation. No, not if inflation is where I think it is, and from what I can tell, it's at about 8 to 10%. The government's numbers will tell you it's 2 to 3%. But even then, most bank accounts, savings accounts, and those sorts of things don't even cut up to 2%.
2 to 3% if you exclude food and gas, which for the average
and housing.
Well,
housing's going down now, but there was a time when housing was just skyrocketing. And saving didn't make any sense.
That's some of the things they exclude from the numbers. So for your average family, I mean, what are they spending their money on? Heating oil, gas for the car, and food to eat and live.
Food, housing, those, and gasoline are the things that people spend their money on.
And that's what they don't count in the government inflation figure. So, yeah, I think it's closer to 10% anyway.
So unless you're a master investor and you know exactly what you're doing and you've got all your free money that you can play with divided up in different areas to where they're balancing one another out and you're getting 10%, that's the only way you're going to keep up with inflation. If you've got your money sitting in a CD or something like that, even if you're making 4 or 5%, you're still behind the ball. So there's just natural disincentives towards saving beyond all the credit cards and the financial, just the lack of financial intelligence that so many Americans are lacking. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. It's Jeff in Reno, listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and talk a little bit about the Central Intelligence Agency and inform the American people about this rogue agency. And, you know, first of all, the CIA is the president's secret army who have been and continue to be conveniently above the law and unlimited power and authority to conduct a reign of terror around the globe. And there was a CIA agent. His name was Ralph McGehee. He was a CIA agent for 25 years. And he concluded that the CIA has never been a central intelligence agency, but rather a covert action arm of the president, foreign policy advisors. And I'd like to say that they've become a global covert terrorist organization, which uses criminal activity to further its political agenda. And they violate the law with impunity. They recognize no moral or ethical limitations. They have no conscience. They're masters of deception, and they cannot be trusted.
They're spies. Yeah.
And they are up to their eyeballs in dirty deeds, and the corruption is never going to end until the CIA is abolished.
There's no doubt about that, Jeff. You nailed it tonight. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, the government and the American people seemed to get along fine before the CIA came into existence, and it came in, what, around 1950 or something like that? Somewhere in the 50s, I believe?
Yeah, right after World War II, I think, is when it switched over to the CIA. And they've overthrown democratically elected governments, or at least had a hand in it. They've assassinated people. They don't just spy. So, yeah, I mean, they have a long history of documented misdeeds, and there's a lot of speculation out there about them running drugs, doing many other things. I don't know if you can really verify that from reputable sources, but that stuff's believable too. What's in the public record is enough at this point to
absolutely
be pretty damning.
Of course, it's not going anywhere. They're not going to abolish the CIA. They're not going to abolish the FBI. The federal government isn't going to abolish itself. When was the last time they shut down a federal government bureaucracy?
Isn't there the Rural Electrification Board? Well, they didn't shut it down, but they did pare it down quite a bit.
Oh, well, then there you go, Mark.
Yeah.
One example in the last history of the feds.
50 years. It's almost impossible. Actually, they incorporated it into some other bureaucracy.
Right.
I'm sure they give the bureaucrats their, you know, other jobs. You don't want to lose them.
Right, and when they cut that particular bureaucracy, did they also cut the federal budget at the same time, or
no,
did they just
no.
adjust the money but, somewhere
no.
else?
No, the money went elsewhere. The the employees went elsewhere. When I say they got rid of it, they eliminated the name.
1-800-259-9231. So that's what government does. It gets bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive. And
of course it gets bigger. It functions kind of like a business, but a business that has a monopoly and has the ability to force you to do what it wants. Walmart can't do that. As big and scary as Walmart, people think Walmart is, mm-hmm. the government's a whole heck of a lot bigger and a whole heck of a lot scarier because yep. they can force you to do what they want.
I have to say, intelligence agencies tend to operate on another level, too. They're even beyond a lot of the government's direct control.
So. Yeah, almost untouchable, sure. Yeah. 800-259-9231. And I know for sure Walmart is not going to kick in my door on a drug raid. That's the government that does that stuff. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about atheism here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8914. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures from top faculty and discuss the ideas of liberty and their current applications. Get more information at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
And it really, the registration does end April 9th. That's their last date.
So tomorrow.
They had some slots open. They wanted to leave them open for our listeners to just to get the last little stragglers in. But
cool.
April 9th. Final date.
Get on it. It sounds like something fun for young people to do, because you said it's only for college.
It's college age, you know, late high school, college age students. You know, I wish I could do it. I just don't, you know, have the time.
Maybe there'll be some libertarian ladies that'll register for that.
I suspect the numbers will be pretty good there.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to a story that you had, Mark, about atheism. Apparently, one Illinois state legislator is very upset about this whole idea of atheism.
Yep. There's I've seen several articles on this. I've got one from thefriendlyatheist.com, which isn't the sort of site I would frequent, but I did kind of like the way they put it together. Outspoken atheist Rob Sherman, who, with his daughter, filed a lawsuit that eventually put a stop to the mandatory moment of silence, was back in Illinois General Assembly on Wednesday. He was there arguing Governor Rod Blagojevich's million-dollar grant to the Pilgrim Baptist Church, which was given to them via the more secular Loop Lab School, chaining us all around. Anyway, he got into an exchange with Representative Monique Davis, a Democrat of Chicago. You won't believe what she said. Davis, I don't know what you have against God, but some of us don't have much against him. We look forward to him and his blessings, and it's really a tragedy. It's tragic when a person who is engaged in anything related to God, they want to fight. They want to fight prayer in school. I don't see you, that's Sherman, fighting guns in school, you know. I'm trying to understand the philosophy that you want to spread in the state of Illinois. This is the land of Lincoln. This is the land of Lincoln where people believe in God, where people believe in protecting their children. What you have to spew and spread
talking
is
for everyone in
extremely
Illinois,
dangerous.
Huh?
It's dangerous.
Dangerous?
Sherman says, what's dangerous, ma'am? Well, it's dangerous that the progression of this state, and it's dangerous for our children to even know that your kind of philosophy exists. Now, you go to court and fight kids to have the opportunity to be quiet for a minute, but damn, if you'll go to court to fight for them to keep guns out of their hands, I'm fed up. Get out of that seat. So basically, the woman made this.
What the hell was that rambling nonsense? I can barely understand it.
Well, she was upset.
Yeah.
And she feels that atheism is it's dangerous, and that it's extremely dangerous and shouldn't be spread to their children.
Yeah, libertarian's kind of dangerous in the same way, in that it encourages people to question their circumstances, question their beliefs, question authority, and that could be extremely dangerous to the government people. Maybe we should ban the Libertarian Party and ban all libertarian organizations and ban all discussions of libertarianism.
Well, and she wants to ban guns. Did you hear her? She's upset with the idea that kids could get guns. And then right here she says, Davis, you have no right to be here. We believe in something you believe in destroying.
Destroying God?
Right. The belief in God? I don't know. You believe in destroying what this state was built upon. But she wants to get rid of guns. I'll tell you, ma'am, that state that you have there was built upon kids owning guns. Really, really.
Kids?
Young people. Yeah, young people went out with rifles. Are you kidding? I got my first rifle when I was 12. Nick?
13.
Yeah, what the hell? You know, you can believe that there were 10-year-olds running around the land of Lincoln shooting squirrels and helping to feed their families in that state when it was being built, when Abraham Lincoln was growing up in a log cabin.
If it weren't for guns, Abraham would still be alive today.
Whatever.
So
would a lot of rapists and killers.
So she's not actually proposing to do anything as far as banning atheism. This is just her opinion. It's not like she's proposed a piece of legislation.
No. The guy, the gentleman, Sherman, was trying to get rid of, what was it? It was he was questioning the impropriety that was going on as far as these faith-based initiatives being
getting
funded
money
by
from
government
taxpayers.
Money. And this lady essentially, you know, she just hates him because he's an atheist. Mm-hmm. He's a, you know, sort of a, you know, legislative atheist.
Yuck. I'm sorry to hear about all that.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Mark?
I think that the government has no business in the area of religion and should not be funding a faith-based organization.
But they're doing good work.
Well,
they're helping poor people.
They're doing it in an inefficient manner because they're getting government funds. They don't have to compete in the marketplace for their for the not-for-profit funds like other places do. And that's, you
know, where are all the atheist organizations?
There aren't that many atheists out there, but there are plenty of secular organizations.
That much is true. You're right. Although I think there are probably more atheists than some people might believe, especially as you break down, if you drill down the demographics to the younger demographic, I think you'll find that there are, if not people who describe themselves as atheists, but certainly people who have no particular religious belief, the unchurched, so to speak.
I know very few people who actually believe in the Bible. I know a lot of people don't call themselves atheists, but they're agnostics or whatever. They're not very
concerned.
Most
people don't spend any time on this subject. You know, we're the sort of philosophers of this generation, and we, you know, we want to put the names on and that kind of thing. But my wife, she doesn't really believe anything as far as God goes. She doesn't. It doesn't plague her. God plagues me. I was, you know, raised in a very church-going home, and I went to private school, and I think about these things.
See, if it weren't for atheism, you wouldn't think about these things. You wouldn't be plagued, Mark. You'd be happily loving Jesus.
I would believe some kind of fallacy, like we're all going to be judged on the last day of time. Like, you know, God's going to be the judge, and Jesus is going to be the lawyer for all the Christians, and I don't know who the hell is going to be the prosecuting attorney. But
you wouldn't have all that mental turmoil anymore, Mark.
Right.
I just believe
a bunch of nonsense.
But at least you'd believe it, and then you wouldn't have any issues.
I'm sorry, I don't believe in dumbing down people in order to make things go a little easier.
Well, apparently she does.
Well, she probably doesn't think it's dumb.
She doesn't want those dangerous ideas out there causing kids to question things. If you want to chime in here, 800-259-9231.
And it is important to realize that without the public schools, without putting education in the hands of the government, we wouldn't have this conflict where secular parents are pitted against religious parents, because they can understand, personally, I don't have a problem with their students praying in school as long as it's not mandatory.
I prayed in school several times a day when I was going to school from kindergarten through eighth grade. The teacher would lead it, and, you know, that was fine and dandy.
And frankly, I mean, if they want to have a meditation time or a quiet moment, I'm not really the kind of person, I'm an atheist myself, I'm not the kind of person who goes out there and really cares. Because, to be honest, my interpretation of church-state separation is, it's not quite as airtight as some atheists try to make it out to be, because there are atheists out there who are very much in the political left, and they want to make everything very PC. So any reference to God anywhere, you know, even a mention of God in the classroom, some teachers have to be on their toes. I don't think that's right either, because you're not forcing religion on someone necessarily just by bringing it up.
The problem is the state. I mean, the problem is that the state exists and these government schools exist to where these different groups can be contentious with one another over the control of the government schools. And as long as government schools continue to exist, these problems will continue to manifest. So that's what we need to focus on. Instead of separating church and state, let's just get rid of the state, and then you can go and have whatever church you want. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And let's go to one of the ladies who's been calling this show for a long time that has never sent in her photo for the Shrine. It's Paula in Florida. Paula, when are we going to get a picture from you?
I don't know, hon, but there's just something I want to say to both of y'all.
Talk about shelving that one.
is that we're all God's children, and he loves us. And I've been with Jesus 3 times myself.
What do you mean? Been with him?
Like in a biblical manner?
No, I
in a sexual way?
I was dying of Hong Kong flu a long time ago.
Hong Kong flu?
My immune system couldn't fight it. And he showed up. I went into a coma for 3 days, my husband said. And I woke up, and there he was. And I was on my bed. And anyway, he asked me.
Wait. You mean Jesus was the side of your bed?
Yeah.
Was he on the cross, or was he just kind of standing there?
No, I woke up, and I saw something sort of red and I look up, and there he is.
Was he white or black? We've been wondering this.
We're the Celtic tribe, okay?
Who's we?
We are the Anglo-Saxons, okay?
So Jesus has red hair?
He has blonde hair.
There you go.
But anyway,
I would have guessed he was a Sephardic Jew, but, I'm crazy.
No.
What did he say to you, Paula?
The Israelites are Celtic, hon. We're the Celtic line.
Celtic.
What did he say?
How'd the Celts get it down in near, Jerusalem and stuff?
It's because we showed up in the Middle East.
Details, Mark. I want to find out what Jesus said in the bedroom.
Get on ancientmanuscripts.com and you'll get all the information on this, okay?
On the Jesus visiting you in the bedroom?
No.
That's what I want to know about. All right, so you woke up in the middle of the night.
No, it was early in the morning. Yeah, and I woke up, and there he was. And so he started talking. He says, well, are you ready to go? And I had my kids' pictures there with me. And I looked at my kids, and I said, well, no. I said, I want to stay and raise my babies. And so he just smiled at me. He said, okay, and he left. And then I had to have surgery, and I have hemophilia from all the intermarriage in the House of David.
Oh, no.
And so anyway, my doctors were scared to death. I was going to bleed to death.
Wait, you said you had hemophilia from incest?
No, yeah, in the House of David.
Yeah, there's been 2,000 years of intermarriage, okay?
That's gross.
But anyway, my doctor was scared to death. And so I was in the room that they put you in right before you go into surgery. And so I was just laying there.
So wait a minute. You had Hong Kong. What was it, flu or fever?
I had the Hong Kong fever, and my immune system couldn't fight it. And I got an infection so bad it went around my heart and everything.
I see.
My lungs real bad.
Hmm.
And my immune system couldn't fight it. And so anyway, he just...
Do you actually have to go to Hong Kong to have this cure?
Absolutely not.
This happened in the 60s, okay? It hit here.
Hmm.
But anyway, the thing is, I had to have surgery, and so I said goodbye to everybody. I didn't think I was going to make it. And so it
was the doctor's name Hong Kong Fui?
Oh,
no, my doctor was a Jew, okay? But anyway, the thing is, I've known him all my life. But anyway, my dad was a doctor, too. But anyway, I was laying there, and all of a sudden I look over to the right, and it was sort of dark. It was early in the morning, like 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock. Anyway, a light appeared, and all of a sudden there he was.
Again?
And he walked over to me, and he said, don't be afraid. He says, I'm here with you. And he bent down. He put his arms around me and held me. And I mean, my whole body just went warm like I was in an electric blanket.
Hmm.
And anyway, he left. And so they came and got me to go to surgery. The fear was gone. And my doctor went in there for like, it was a three-hour surgery it was supposed to be. He comes running out after 45 minutes to my husband. He said, I don't know what happened there. He said, she only bled one drop of blood. So she's fine. She's in recovery.
That's an amazing story, Paula. Here's my question for you.
I never even felt like I even had surgery. I was up walking up and down the hallway. And
what is it? That's an amazing recovery story. Now, just as an aside.
And then he appeared again. My own grandson, he had come here to a minister to tell us about him coming. And so I found out about the minister of what actually happened. I got in touch with him, and I've got it on tape. And anyway, he was with him for like 3 hours talking. And so anyway, when my grandson died, I was in there with him. And
why did the Jesus let your grandson die, but you got to live?
He was murdered.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
Jesus couldn't help him out then on that one.
Well, it's what happened, okay, is that he was kidnapped.
Here's my question for you, Paula. Now, what if you've had at least three experiences where you claim to have seen Jesus,
I believe you.
But what if a Muslim, for instance, claims to have seen Muhammad? Would that be, is that possible? Is it possible
yeah,
that
it
one?
Is, yes, well, I mean, we're spiritual beings, okay?
Okay.
We're in a carcass. We're all spiritual beings.
So it's not one size fits all. You don't believe that your religion is the right religion, and if they don't believe in your religion, they're all going to hell. You don't subscribe to that viewpoint?
No.
Oh, that's great.
I mean,
I'm glad to know that.
God's children. He loves all of us. I mean, he just doesn't love just one or two people. He loves all of us.
Good to know. That's a very positive viewpoint, Paula. Many Christians don't have that viewpoint.
For a reason. He put us all here, okay? And he gave us everything that we've got to have. And people don't, maybe, you know, I guess I was raised in the church all my life, but the thing is that, you know, why would you hate somebody because they love somebody or they believe in somebody? I mean,
it doesn't make sense to me.
I haven't been able to figure out. Paula, do you believe in hell? I mean, for human beings.
Yes, there is a hell, but you can get out, believe it or not.
Really?
Get out of hell.
How's that?
What?
That's what I'm going to tell you. Go on ancientmanuscripts.com.
How do you get in the first place?
Well, because you go against God's laws.
Hmm. But don't the different religions disagree on the God's laws? How do you know what God's laws are?
I think we basically all have the same beliefs. I really do.
Hmm.
I mean, we all know that, you know, we're supposed to love God with all of our heart. And I mean, we're supposed to do, you know, the right thing. And I think that some people have just been misled.
Interesting viewpoints, Paula. Thank you for the story tonight. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. It's always nice when you come across the Christians that actually don't believe what you typically hear, and that is, well, if you don't believe what I believe, you're going to hell. It's always nice when you come across the more reasonable ones like that. Let's continue with your phone calls. Talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ.
Hey, guys, how's the weather out there this evening?
It's beautiful.
It was great today.
So, Jeremy, what's your religious belief system?
Well, I'm kind of broken between, you know, I think the Jesus thing is real good, but then I look at all the blood and all the, you know, violence that goes behind Christianity, and that kind of makes me, I don't know, shy from it a bit, if you might want to say that.
There you go.
So you don't have a church that you go to or anything like that. You are one of the unchurched.
Well, my Bible does occasionally call me, and I think I read it more to just try to keep some sort of even moral state of mind than anything, because sometimes I want to go ballistic. And
I know what he means.
But anyway, I called about this car that India, I believe, is producing.
What's producing? Who's producing it?
This is the one on compressed air.
Yeah, compressed air.
Who's doing
this? I called on. I think it's India that's. They're not mass producing it, but I mean, it's like they got this high tech pressure tank, and they can fill it up with you know, lots of air real quick and get you
going
down the road.
How far will it go?
I'm not sure. I thought I seen something that said it was like 250 miles.
Damn.
Something like that. So. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I mean, if you could get vehicles to run off of compressed air, you don't need a fuel source anymore. There's plenty of air around.
That eliminates the concern with accidents on freeways with like nuclear packs on them.
That would eliminate that concern. Yeah, that's an interesting point, Jeremy. Do you know what the name of the car is? Is that the Nano? Is that
I can't remember
else?
What it is.
I'm not exactly sure. My computer.
Look up
down
compressed air India.
There you go.
Find
that'll do it. Right. Jeremy, thanks for the clue tonight. We appreciate the call as always. 800-259-9231. That would be cool because then, I mean, you wouldn't even need a gas station anymore. You could just have a little air compressor unit or something like that.
Sure, and you couldn't, and that thing wouldn't blow apart and kill people with shrapnel in a wreck either.
Well,
have you ever seen seen what an oxygen tank for? It's not oxygen, actually. A compressed air tank does for a divers when the top gets knocked off of it. It's like a freaking torpedo.
Yikes!
Yeah.
800-259-9231. I trust the market will make those devices safer and safer every single year. So, kind of exciting. I like that idea. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything, even in the remaining moments of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase on anything you buy. 41 categories to shop in, new items, used items, whatever you load into your shopping cart, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, Amp Line. It is Mac in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Looking at Larry King live on CNN, and they're still talking about the Pomigli, raid that the Texas state authorities did over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is something that the government could say they have a win. Unfortunately, this is kind of like a basketball game, and it's like government 10, the people 11 billion.
The government 10, the people what?
Win.
I'm sorry, I missed that. The government 10 and the people what?
11 billion.
11 billion?
The people win? How do the people win?
In other words, the government is not going to win, you know. This is one of the very few times I can say that the government is doing what they say they would do, you know.
You're saying the government did something good in this case?
I mean, I'm not for polygamy, but, you know, like you said, do no harm. There's other ways to go about doing particular religion, aside from abusing kids and everything.
Well, now, wait a minute. So are you suggesting that there was some harm done here? Let's leave aside the allegations of rape, because that was what the allegation was that prompted the raid. But let's say that there was no rape going on. And are you saying that they are doing wrong by believing a bizarre religion?
No. I'm saying that if they wasn't doing anything wrong, then the government should butt out.
I'm with you there.
It's just so difficult to know what the hell is going on in this weird little compound.
It's very private.
The desert of Texas. And, you know, somebody made an allegation. And, I, you know, if somebody's getting raped or somebody's getting you know, forced to do something, I'm fine and dandy with the government going in. However, they haven't even been able to produce the person that was supposedly made the complaint.
They still have not?
Not at the time that I've...
The complaint's quite believable, given other
trials
that have gone through with this particular
sex. Well, I don't know. What they say is accessory to rape, but what the rape that they say that they're talking about is, kids marrying adults, and that's how they do it in their society. I don't think it's any more strange than them doing it in other societies, like Papua New Guinea.
Right, but we don't live in Papua New Guinea, and you can't force people to marry
people.
But
those people have their own little city.
I understand that, but that doesn't necessarily make it any more right to send a 13-year-old girl to be married to some 50-year-old and have her...
What does send mean?
Force her to. They don't have a choice.
Well, they have a choice if they wish
to... They can leave.
If they want to leave.
Oh, well, maybe. According to who? Warren Jeffs, before they convicted them? I mean, he pretty much fessed up to what...
They don't have guards on duty 24 hours a day to keep people in this place, and there are more kids and women than there are men, so it wouldn't be hard for them to leave if they wanted to. It's just they've been brainwashed into not leaving.
And sometimes some of them do leave.
I'll to the side, you know, Warren Jeffs is the person who was, you know, the head of this fundamental state,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he was arrested, I think, about a year, but a little less than a year ago, on charges of being subject to rape. He's never getting out. But,
was it real rape or was it statutory rape? Do you know?
I think it's a little bit of both, but...
Well, it was a statutory rape charge, but they want you to believe that everybody was forced, and I just don't know that I do.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Mac, but, you know, the police department in Colorado City, you know, they were disbanded around the same time because... trying to remember. Oh. That the town is basically on outskirts of the town. They have another one of these cults, fundamental sects, Mormons, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the police were writing to Warren Jeffs saying that, you know, we'll protect the people. You know, we worship you, and it caused a real problem with professional, with the peace officer standards.
You're saying the police were working. Police were working with the cultists.
Yeah,
the police were the cultists. They run a city. The city government and the police are all. That's the problem with this is that there's nowhere to go. You're in the middle of the desert and you're in this compound that
they don't have combustion engines in El Dorado, Texas.
They might not on the compound.
16-year-old, 15-year-old, 14-year-old girl. I think you're being a little... I think you're taking the side of the crazy cultists, which is what they are a little bit too much.
They are crazy cultists.
You're inclined to doubt the claims.
They also have these... I'm doubting the government. You're damn right I am.
Yeah, you're inclined to doubt them, even if they're telling you something that's true.
They have these not-for-profit organizations. I believe it's Operation Smiles, which takes care of the young boys. Are you telling me that those people aren't going in there with their cars and, when they... In this town that's run by these nuts
and
offering the women, hey, if you want to go, get in the car right now.
The police will turn you around.
For what?
They're members of the fundamentalist.
Turn me around where? They don't let anyone come in the town at all?
There are people who do work, especially I know with the Colorado example, they do have people who were former escapees trying to get girls out. When they drive in there, they know who you are. When the sheriff pulls you over, you're turning around or you're getting cuffed.
Look,
he's a law enforcement officer. And
when they use force, it's bad. And when they don't use force, it's okay.
Right. I understand that. I'm just a little bit skeptical that you can really make the claim that there wasn't some force going on in that compound. I don't know.
Societal force isn't force.
Well,
societal force.
Right. There's not.
You mean brainwashing? That's not force.
No, nope, it's just a person who believes something.
Yeah, I think it's so hard to believe that maybe there were some threats that went around if a girl...
I don't find it hard to believe at all. And, you know, if they can prove
the
something like
probably,
that, I'm for it.
Wait,
there's a problem
if
they can't even find the accuser.
What if the threat was, well, if you leave the compound, you're going to hell? That's not really a threat of violence in any particular way. It's just sort of a mental threat of some sort.
It's psychological abuse.
Yeah, assuming that. But Mark here believes in statutory rape limits at some point. And some of these girls are
point.
Especially because you feel that young people can be manipulated, but in this particular case, since it's a church versus the government, you have a problem with the way this was applied?
What was the question?
Do you have a problem with the way statutory rape was applied in this case? Why? Because it sounds like the perfect
example. I do have a problem with the attacking people for their culture. When you're talking about having sex with older men having sex with 14-year-old girls, it is not unheard of. It's been done in our past. It's done in other countries. And the fact is, these people are separated. They just happen to be on the piece of dirt we call the United States. That doesn't mean that they should have to live by our cultural rules.
As bizarre as their activities might be.
So you think if it was a cultural church thing, then men could have sex with 10-year-old boys? And we shouldn't be able to really interfere?
It's none of my business, personally, what goes on in someone's little family. I mean, if that's what they want to do with their lives, then that's their business. If you care that much, you should go and rescue them, Nick.
Oh, I'd be willing to.
Yeah, okay,
you might come to force of arms. You never know. I mean, when you got people living on a compound, they're likely to
risk you have to take. If you care that much, you're going to put your life on the line to rescue these kids, right?
I wouldn't turn it down if I had a way to get there.
That's great. I got enough stuff to deal with in my own life to worry about what some religious nuts are doing on their compound. You know, I feel sorry for the kids that are born into that, but there are kids born into awful situations across the world. We can't save every single one of them.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying that
I can tell you that 10-year-old boys are getting buggered by older boys in Middle East countries and things like that. I mean, there's in some of those countries and some of those cultures over there. You know, it's okay. That's what they do.
In some cultures, it's okay to stone a woman to death for showing her ankle. That doesn't make it right either.
Force and culture are two different things.
So you don't think there's any point where having sex with a child equals force? So you could have sex with a 2-year-old.
I do think that there's
okay,
a point.
Okay, okay. So, but the 10-year-old boy's not quite doing it for you?
That's force.
Okay, those people in the Middle East are using force by your...
Depends on how old the person that they're having. I think from physiologically that a 10-year-old boy would have a problem with that.
Yeah, generally speaking, you could assume that they aren't really willing participants. So, yeah, those people are using force.
Do I think that no 10-year-old boy has ever willingly had sex? I'm not sure that I think that.
But generally speaking, you would generally make the assertion that...
If there was enough of a disparity in age, I would assume that, yeah.
Okay. So that's the point I'm making, is that this particular case, assuming the government allegations are true...
Sure, I'll give you that.
Right. But assuming the government allegations are true, which they will have to prove.
But, you know, the thing is I just don't believe the people making the allegations either, you know?
It's kind of hard, because you can't really believe the government, because they're the government, and they lie all the time. But then you've got this, you know, this cult with some very bizarre beliefs that have, you know, some questionable areas there coming from.
Oh, yeah.
So.
All I know is I don't want to pay for it all. I don't want to have anything to do with it. They can go and have their crazy cult, and I don't want to pay for the government's enforcement or any of that, and it's a mess of a situation. And they were living fine before all this stuff happened. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight?
Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat?
Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. How